A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he doesn't get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence." What can be said of this quirky little parable? We can guess it tells us something about prayer. Just because of the place that it is inserted into Luke's gospel text, just after the disciples have asked Jesus how to pray, and just after Jesus has shared what we would call the Our Father or the Lord's Prayer, the gospel that we heard yesterday. A prayer in which Jesus says outright that we should feel free to ask God for our daily bread. So just after Jesus shares with them how to pray or how he prays, he now poses a dilemma that every first century listener would know the answer to. What if a friend were to come to your house in the middle of the night and whisper under the crack in the front door, "Hey, can you give me some bread? I've had a guest arrive late." What would you do? If you're worth your salt as a friend, I can guess your answer is that you would get up, unslide the bolt on the door, and pass your friend what is being asked for. Yes, it's a major inconvenience, especially if we imagine that opening that door will require moving all of your sleeping children, who in the one-room houses of ancient Palestine would be blocking access to the door. Yes, it's going to peeve your spouse, who will want your head for waking sleeping children. You might even say a few bad words under your breath and tell your friend exactly what you think about the timing. You might even offer a few pieces of advice about planning ahead. But you know you're going to open that door and shove a couple of loaves out. This is the stuff of friendship. You know that occasionally it comes with the territory. And Jesus says, if you would do this, with all of your faults and failings, with your quick temper and your shortage of patience, if you would still get up, then imagine God. God who has patience longer than the sun has circled the sky, who has a heart wider than the solar system, God who has an infinite capacity for friendship. Imagine what God would do. Human friendship is one of the best metaphors there is to capture the kind of trust and boldness and confidence that we should feel when speaking with God. But even the best of human friendships still offer only but a hint at what God is like as a friend. So experiment with that for a minute. Close your eyes and imagine God's response when you come and knock on God's door. Do you tend to picture God as one who's sleeping, who resents being awoken, who resists sharing from the divine store, doles out crumbs? Or can you picture a God who's on the lookout for your arrival, whose door is left cracked day or night? A God who always leaves the nightlight on and sets a table with an extra chair just in case you or Elijah drops by and is hungry? Because only then, perhaps, can we understand fully the gesture of Jesus, who opens the knock at his door not begrudgingly, but wearing a towel tied around his waist, and who brings out not only bread but wine, and says, "Take. Take all I have to offer, for this is all of me, and all of myself is for you, my friend."